Dave, Matt in Milton Keynes, I love this one. He says, do surgical implants attract lightning? My friend had a huge operation to correct double scoliosis, and I've spent considerable time helping her to recover. The operation involved fusing a titanium rod to her spine to replace, but not remove, an old surgical steel one. I have nicknamed her Lightning Rod because she's now petrified to go out in the lightning. Two questions. First, is she more likely to attract a lightning strike? And secondly, could the metals in some way also have an effect on radio signals? At the time, she appears to affect radios and mobile phones just by being in close proximity to them.
I think the answer is yes, but only a very, very little bit. OK, lightning, if the clouds get very, very highly charged, this charge will attempt to flow down to ground. The problem is air is an insulator, so it's got to flow through something. The way you can get electricity flow through air, so the voltage gets big enough, the electric field gets big enough, you can rip electrons off the air. They can then fly through the air and bash other electrons off, and you get a big conducting path which electricity can flow down. It's a bit like a wire, and the lightning bolt can go down through this path. Air gets very hot, you get thunder and lightning. The shorter this path has to be, and the better the conductivity route up before the lightning has to start, the easier it is for the lightning to form. So the lightning will tend to strike a lightning rod before it will strike something below the lightning rod, because it's an easier path to get to Earth. So your friend will be a ever so slightly better route for the lightning to go than you are, because she's got this big metal rod down her back. But you're actually, compared to air, you're a very, very good path, so it's going to be trivial difference. If she actually had a big, sharp, pointy thing sticking out the top of her head, that might make more of the effect, but I very much doubt she has.
Because lightning conductors don't actually protect a building by attracting lightning. They actually deflect the lightning around the building, don't they, by effectively creating a sort of shield, a coronal discharge of electrons flowing around the building, and that provides a lower resistance route to ground for the lightning.
Yeah, they do two things. One of them is that they are a good path. If lightning is going to hit the building, they'll hit the lightning rod, and therefore the building doesn't catch fire. And the second one is that they can essentially discharge the lightning in that general area. They discharge it so it's less likely to strike in that area. But the radio thing, I think, is quite likely, because essentially she does have a great big piece of metal in her back. Big pieces of metal act like aerials and can reflect radio waves and do all sorts of strange things to it, in the same way as you can, to a slightly lesser extent. So yes, I'm sure she does affect radio.
She better not come around my house, because I have a terrible job picking up anything where I live.
She might improve it.
She may improve it even. Oh well, okay, in that case I'll plug her in. Thank you, Dave.